This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Leaders of the seven wealthiest democracies met in person for the first time since before the coronavirus pandemic Friday, with the aim of leading the global fight against the virus and building back better toward a greener, more prosperous, and equitable future. The summit's host, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, said the leaders needed to make sure they learned the lessons of the coronavirus pandemic and do not repeat past mistakes.
We need to make sure that we don't repeat some of the errors that we doubtless made in the course of the last 18 months or so. And we need to make sure that we now allow our economies to recover.
Later, the leaders attended a reception with the British royal family, where the heir to the British throne, Prince Charles, encouraged the leaders to focus on climate change and preserving the planet. Climate change, the world economy, and relations with Russia and China are expected as part of the agenda as the leaders of Canada, Britain, France, Germany, the United States, Italy, and Japan continue their summit through Sunday. The Justice Department's internal watchdog is now looking into what top Democrats have called a shocking abuse of power by the Trump administration. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The department's inspector general is investigating after revelations that the Trump-era Justice Department secretly seized phone records from at least two House Democrats in a leaks probe. Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff and panel member Eric Swalwell say Apple told them last month the department subpoenaed their metadata and received it 3 years ago as the committee investigated Trump's Russia ties. Subpoenaing lawmakers' private information is extraordinarily rare. The Senate's top two Democrats are demanding former Trump attorneys General Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions testify. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is proposing sweeping legislation to curb the power of the nation's big technical companies like Apple and Facebook. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
A House subcommittee on antitrust legislation has concluded Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Apple abused their market power, charging excessive fees, crushing smaller companies, and extracting valuable data from users who can't really opt out. Rhode Island Democrat David Cicilline says right now, unregulated tech monopolies have too much power over our economy. The proposed legislation targets the structure of the companies and could force them to sever their dominant platforms from other lines of business. It's considered a big step for Congress, and many Republicans who have spoken out against big tech dominance still oppose congressional intervention. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Biden administration plans to strip away much of the funding for wall construction on the U.S.-Mexico border. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The Biden administration plans to cut off much of the funding former President Donald Trump was using for his border wall project, while also taking away the fast-track status that allowed the wall project to bypass environmental regulations. The Biden plan calls for returning more than $2 billion diverted by the Trump administration back to the Pentagon. Also, the Biden administration will not request new money for wall construction in the Department of Homeland Security's 2022 budget. Trump vowed to build a virtually impenetrable wall that would be paid for by Mexico, but his administration put up only about 450 miles of wall, including 52 miles of new construction. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A police officer in Chicago is facing charges for his part in the U.S. Capitol riot in January. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Prosecutors say Carol Cheswick broke into and damaged the office of Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley and texted photos of himself inside while wearing a police department sweatshirt after telling someone he was going to Washington to save the nation. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown calls it
the betrayal of everything we stand for, our oath, the law.
Brown says Cheswick was relieved of duty. He was on medical leave in Chicago on the day of the riot. Brown says the fact an officer is charged with an attack on American democracy
makes my blood boil. Makes me sick to my stomach.
A federal magistrate ordered Cheswick released on bond. I'm Ed Donahue.
An update on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 0.04%. The S&P 500 gained 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite added 0.35%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.